When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming up on TMS, the Bat Mandela Effect.
The Celtic Hat Dance.
I don't like KFC.
We asked for chicken and they didn't have any chicken.
Show your sticker.
This could have been an email.
He's a moody bastard.
Batman's colon is not in the film.
Towering then teabagging.
Winner, winner, give them back, you sinner.
Easier than showing your ball.
I don't see the moon, Kunis.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they plant drugs on you?
Buried in prosthetics.
I don't know why that made me laugh. Slidey lounge board.
It's luge board. But that's
oh, shit. Let me do it again. Hold on. Slidey luge board.
Major spoilers and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Now, if we do have a cat who's trying to get away from us, we always squish that cat. Squish that cat. All you need to know about cat restraint is to squish that cat.
Cacio e Pepe.
The Morning Stream. They wouldn't give us any more fish.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to TMS. It is The Morning Stream for Monday, March 14th, 2022. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Scott. Hello. How are you?
You know, I'm all right. I don't feel like the time change is working yet. It's still, I'm struggling with it. It feels like 8 o'clock.
You mean, it's working because that's what the time change is supposed to do. It's supposed to make you struggle.
Yeah. I don't feel like we're doing ourselves any favors by keeping this
you're
around.
You're soaking in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like it. But big double bird to the time change. Not a fan. Don't love it.
Yeah. There is so much talk this time around, at least on our local news, about getting it on the ballot for keeping one or the other. I would say keep daylight saving time. I like that better than the non-daylight saving time.
So if we're so the one we're in now,
the time we're in now would be the permanent one.
Yeah, that's the one I want to. Because you want more daylight. You want more daylight in the evening is what you want.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. If they're going to change it, you lock it in here. And now's your time. Yes. We're in it now. Yep. So now, all you local and national lawmakers, now's your chance to actually do some good in the world and get rid of this stupid construct that means nothing to anyone.
Right. Is there a lobby? Oh, there is. There are a couple lobbies that can fight it, right? The for some reason, ski resorts are very anti daylight saving time year round. And I don't know why. If it has to do with the way people come up to the mountains and ski on weekends or something during pre-daylight saving time.
But wouldn't that give them more daylight to ski later?
I would think that the people would ski later. Yeah, exactly.
I would if I skied. Wendy's up skiing right now here locally. Ooh. There we saw them last night and everything, and they're up there skiing right now. And I'm trying to think, what is it about this phase that would be any different?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If not better? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, here we go. Boy, you do a search for ski industry or ski resorts versus daylight saving time, and here's an article in 2011, here's an article in 2017, here's why Utah ski resorts oppose a bill to end daylight saving time. We'll get to the Utah one because that actually is from this year.
Yeah.
No, do I seriously have to Subscribe?
They're making you sub to whatever this
is. Yes. Oh, bite my chode. Seriously?
Who is it? What's the paper?
SL Trib.
Oh, the Tribune? I thought they were... screw them.
Yeah. There's not even like a... You know, New York Times at least says, well, this will be a free one, but if you want more, you've got to come back.
Weird. Oh, you know what it is? It's for old stuff. If you're on headline stuff, like brand new news, you can just get in.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So if you want like an archival article, you have to pay up. That's what it is. Yeah, it's pretty lame. Anyway,
let's see if this one. Derek.news, I think, reposted the same article. Let's see what it says here.
All right.
Because it's the same headline, Why Utah Ski Resorts Oppose a Build and Daylight Saving.
All right. I like this.
Let's see here. Okay, so far I can get in. Yep, Leah Hogstein from the Salt Lake Tribune. I'm reading her article reposted on Derek.news.
Great.
Let's see. That's the positive. Here we go. We don't think it's in the best interest of our winter entertainment industry to make this change. Mike Mon said. He's the general manager of the Alta ski area, right up there next door to Snowbird.
Yeah. Alta's all right.
If that has changed, now pushes our ability to do the avalanche control work back an hour, which actually pushes the ski day back an hour, which means our workers come in later and they work longer hours.
What?
So they do avalanche control pre-ski day, right? So they go up there before and like shake all the bad snow loose before everybody shows up there to ski.
Yeah. So show up earlier.
Get up earlier.
Yeah. Oh, that's a shit. Oh, is that why? Oh.
Yeah.
Lame.
Yeah. Oh, P-Crum actually looks like he just posted the same thing, but that's all right. I just, you know, I did the...
Just go up there and...
Yeah.
Look, we all have to do shit an hour earlier. We're doing this show an hour earlier. I got up an hour earlier.
Right, exactly, yes.
I have to train my dogs to get used to a new time to eat. Like, it's all, everyone has to.
And it doesn't change, right? It just shifts an hour. So it's like, if the snow day still begins at 9 a.m. or 8 a.m., they still have to go up there at 6:30 and do their avalanche control. It doesn't mean they have to go up there at 5:30 now.
Yeah, that's dumb. I don't buy that. And if they are they a powerful wing of the lobbyist contingent? Are they
Big Snow? Big Snow is pushing against this, railing against this.
Lame.
Sucks. All right. Sucks.
I don't know, man. That annoys me. I'm annoyed. Now I'm fully annoyed. Yeah. All right, let's move on. Hey, Brian, you saw Batman. Yeah. How was the Batman?
I saw the Batman.
The Batman.
Let's be clear. Mm-hmm. I saw the Batman.
Let's call it the Batman because they want this to be like the definitive Batman now? This is the right. Batman.
It's not just a Batman, like, because we had a lot of Batmans. No, this is the Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a 3-hour tour.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because you've technically got three villains to deal with. You've got your Penguin, played by Colin Farrell, buried under a crap ton of prosthetics.
Yeah, he's unrecognizable.
Like, I'm watching him, the whole movie, I'm watching him, you wanna fight me, Batman? And he doesn't really do that. But I cannot tell it's freaking Colin Farrell. It's amazing.
Yeah, that makeup is really something. I can't tell. Even when you stare at him and you know it's him, you can't. The eyes aren't enough. It's really weird. Really weird.
And then you've got Paul Dano as the Riddler.
Yeah, he looks like one of those seaweed-wrapped rice cake things.
What a great... he is amazing. Freaking Paul Dano. And we knew this back in There Will Be Blood and Little Miss Sunshine. We knew Paul Dano was going to be this huge force to be reckoned with. And he is freaking like the swings that he goes through. The actor goes
Do you think
through.
He ever, did he ever drink his milkshake? Do you think before this, he ever finally
he drank some coffee.
Oh, that's a shame.
Drink some coffee.
That's too bad.
That's not a spoiler to say that he drank coffee.
Okay.
And then you've got a third villain that I won't say, you could probably guess if you just look at the cast list, who the third villain is that, the Bat deals with. But
sure.
All right, let's break it down here. Bruce Wayne is a very moody bastard. He's a moody bastard.
Sure can be.
And who better to play a moody bastard than another moody bastard, Robert Pattinson?
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, why not?
So a perfect casting. I love Jeffrey Wright as Commissioner Gordon. He's great. Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman. She's really good. So all in all, and I think I put this in our chat and it caused a bunch of discussion. Mm-hmm. I would say this is without a doubt the best Batman movie whose title does not contain the word Batman.
So you think Dark Knight Rises is a better film than this?
No. Okay. I'm going to clarify. So the first layer of my review is this is the best Batman movie with the word Batman in the title.
Yeah.
It also is better than Justice League and Dark Knight Rises.
Gotcha. All right. So it's got caveats. You know what's interesting? Because I would say, okay, so real quick, just to tell people what happened here. I had a really bad Mandela moment with Brian. He said this line and I went... Well, wait, they all have Batman
There's
in the title.
There's never been a Batman movie without the word Batman in the title.
Yeah, and I was convinced. You could have held a gun to my head, and I would have still been convinced that The Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises both were Batman colon The Dark Knight, mm-hmm. or Batman mm-hmm. colon The Dark Knight Rises. That's not in the name. Right. It's not there.
I had no
idea.
I actually saw that movie with you at a Nerdtacular, and I remember right up there on the screen just said The Dark Knight.
You're right. You're totally right. But it literally smacked me in the face, and I went, am I in a different timeline? I sure they said Batman in him.
I thought, oh, well, maybe he's confusing with the comic. And then I went back and looked at the Frank Miller comic, and nope, that one's just called The Dark
Knight.
That's
just Dark Knight, yeah. And I would have thought that, you know what? There's another one. I would have thought that said Batman, The Dark Knight.
Oh, really? Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Huh. That's how effed up it is in my head. But anyway, you would put this below...
Bat Mandela is what you suffered
Bat Mandela.
From.
There you go.
Bat Mandela.
Bat Mandela.
That's going to be... come on, title it up. Title it up. Yeah, Bat Mandela, somebody.
Yeah, somebody bang that in there. You'd put it just behind Dark Knight then?
Man, the only reason I would put it behind... The Dark Knight is because it is a jam-packed movie. A lot happens, but it still felt long. Like there was a point at which I'm like, all right, when do we get into the end of this? And there was still a lot of movie left. Whereas The Dark Knight, I just feel is from start to finish, well-paced, well executed, well everything, well acted, everything.
Yeah. How do you feel about I mean Matt Reeves makes a very specific kind of tone and movie. I mean everyone wants to talk about how dark this movie is. Yes. Bug you at all? Part of the problem? No.
No, as far as the dark, the actual visual darkness.
Yeah, and just like the, you know, it's gritty and detective-y and, you know.
No, that thing that Randy posted in our Discord feels like an exaggeration. There was no point where I'm looking at the screen saying, well, they really need to turn up the brightness on this thing. like I did with that one episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, right. I remember that. So for the, I'll put it up so the chat knows what you're talking about. But there's this meme going around that.
It shows the everything from the original Adam West 1966 Batman all the way until the present and future, and how
in 2025 it'll just be a black screen.
It's like 100% brightness, 90% brightness, 80% brightness.
It's a pretty good little meme, but all right, so worth seeing. I don't mind if it's a good long movie and it's good.
Yeah,
you know, I don't mind. It's fine.
Yeah, is there a theater near you that doesn't suck?
There's an AMC, but it's a ways away, and we may do that. We talked about it yesterday. I don't know. I just wish it was freaking available for me to. I would pay like $45 to have it at home. Sure. It'd still be cheaper than what it cost me to go to the damn movie. I don't know why they don't let you do that. You should just let me do that. But anyway, whatever.
It'll look great on your TV, for sure.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. But cool.
You know, I would say Paul Dano better than Aaron Eckhart on my list of Batman villain portraying actors who've portrayed Batman villains, I would still probably put Heath Ledger at the top. His Joker now is the bar for me.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix is up there too, probably like third. But it's a very different Joker, you know.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the laughing, that could have been a completely non-DC character, non-DC movie.
Sure.
Yeah, it just been a psycho that shoots, you know, people on TV and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Brian Dunaway just said he's almost done.
Oh, good.
But so I'd put Heath Ledger at the top, then Paul Dano, then Joaquin Phoenix, and then Aaron Eckhart.
Well, nice.
Aaron Eckhart, passable. I mean, I think
he's fine. He's fine.
He's fine.
Yeah. He had cool makeup. Made him look like Two-Face. It was all right.
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, I'm trying to think if I'd put DeVito above Colin Farrell.
Oh, really?
I kind of liked DeVito's.
Oh, it's great. There ain't nothing wrong with it. It's just so extreme.
Oh, no, I'd put Tom Hardy's Bane fourth.
Oh yeah, Tom. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
You need to put it there, or else what are you up to?
Retlaw is saying, "What about Jack?" Jack, he shouts. I say, I don't like Jack Nicholson's Joker. I think it sucks.
It's just Jack Nicholson doing Jack Nicholson in makeup.
Exactly. And I would say mustache dude, Cesar Romero's Joker is better than Jack Nicholson's Joker.
I am in agreement with Brian. We hold fast on this opinion. I don't think that Nicholson thing is as great as everyone thinks it is.
I love Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, and it's a good Nicholson performance.
I don't like him as the Joker.
It's a good Nicholson performance, but it's just him in makeup doing what he always does. So it doesn't really, I don't know, it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, and I would say the Riddler from the Gotham TV series. Thanks for reminding me about the Gotham TV series. That Riddler was great. I mean, he was manic. He was twisted. He was believable as this kind of nerd. I put him, you know, way under Paul Dano, but I put him above Jim Carrey.
Mm. How was Lieutenant James Gordon portrayed by Jeffrey Wright? How was he? Is he good?
Oh, yeah. You mean Commissioner?
He's not Commissioner in this movie.
He's not Commissioner. Yeah, that's true. No. It's Batman Year One. Yeah. He's good. He's good. He for a lot of the picture, he carries a red on air light with him and uses that to send up the bat signal.
Did you already talk about him? When did you talk about him?
Yes.
Did you really?
When I was talking about all the people in the film and how they did.
Oh, I don't remember you saying an opinion about how he did. I heard you say his name.
Oh no, I just said he was great. I thought Jeffrey Wright is a great foil, or not foil, a great colleague to Batman.
My favorite current James Gordon portrayal is the one on Harley Quinn.
I need to see that.
He's insane. He's insane on that.
To watch that.
It's really good. He made me laugh harder than almost everybody on that thing.
Aside from Invincible, I mean, I like animation. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But if I'm given, like, if I've got a bunch of things in my list, I kind of tend to skip over the animation stuff and go to something else. And I don't know why that is. I don't know what issue I have with animation. Because, like, even Love, Death, and Robots, it took me a long time to watch all those episodes from the first season.
Sure.
Second season was like 6 episodes. I was done in done in half an hour. But I still have Star Wars Visions to finish up watching. Every time I watch it, I like it. But I don't know why I don't gravitate to animation like that. So I guess I need to do that Harley Quinn thing and just get over it.
Oh, it's really good. It's fantastic. I'll bet you'll stick with that, because it does have like a really good pace to the episodes, and they're short, so you don't have to like invest a ton.
Yeah.
I'll bet you like it. You should give that a shot. Real quick, I'm mad at KFC, and so I'd like to register a complaint.
Okay, lodge a formal complaint with the Colonel.
I'd like to do that, and I hope the Colonel's listening. Harlan Sanders.
He's not a Colonel yet. He's currently a Major.
Oh, he's currently.
Next year, he'll be a Colonel.
they effed us up yesterday. So we were doing this big remembrance party thing for my dad, now 22 years since he passed. And we were going to have everybody get together, and we did. Everybody got together at my sister Misha's house. Wendy's in town. They drove here from Minnesota, and they're here all week, including next weekend.
Oh, wow.
but they're here most of the week skiing and doing some other stuff. And she'll be actually in studio on Thursday, so that'll be fun.
I was going to say, is she going to do it like she's going to be right next to you, right on the other side of the monitor?
She'll be right over there for the whole, well, not the whole episode. She'll be here for her segment, but... Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so we're all there, and we prepared a few things. Taylor made a nice slideshow, some bunch of old photos of my dad when he was like a kid and teenager, and when he fixed his first car up, and you know, when the kids were, when we were young, and all that. And it was great. So we did that. Part of this is we wanted to. Everybody was going to tell stories about their memories of dad, and different stories that they had. And so I did the peanut butter on my sister's leg story, where he kicked me in the butt so hard his foot went on my butt. All that kind of stuff. That got a bunch of laughs. Anyway, so there's that. And then the food was to be KFC. And the reason was, every time we had any kind of big family gathering growing up, it was kind of iconic for us because the bucket of chicken was just always there. We just always had KFC for family get-togethers, which seems kind of banal and lame, but for us, it was like the food at big family gatherings. It's what we had. That so we're like, you know what? We're going to do that. So Kim orders ahead of time. Kim's in charge, of course, because everyone makes Kim do everything. she orders it early for everybody. They're all going to pay her back their portion of it or whatever.
Sure.
It's like $135 worth of chicken and biscuits. And I don't know. She was going to make her own gravy, so she wasn't worried about gravy. Anyway, so she does this order. She has it all on time and when it's supposed to go in, so that by the time she gets there, it's perfectly ready. It's a lot of chicken. We want to make sure we give them plenty of time, or if they have a problem, they let us know, whatever. So we do that, and we leave on time. Everything's going great. We're supposed to be there by 4:30. So at 3:45, we leave early. We're going to go straight to that KFC and grab our food. We pull up. The KFC looks to be, sign says open. I can see in the window there are tables that have like cups and food and wrappers and stuff all over different tables, like a lot of them.
Yeah.
And the lights are all on and nobody's there.
Oh my God. Really? So it's just a vacated.
There's a vacated KFC. There was nobody there. And the thing is, remember this happened with Taco Bell when I was trying to get my free taco and there was nobody at Taco Bell?
Yeah, well, that's a problem too over here. Like, they close at weird times. They're like, out of ground beef. Sorry.
Sorry, we're out of here. Take the day off. Or a part of it, maybe somebody cut their hand and left early. I don't know. Maybe there were only two people there and someone had to get rushed to a hospital. I really don't know. Or they all quit because they're sick of something. Who knows?
Yeah.
But there's no way to get your chicken. It's just, and there's no other KFCs within, there's another, the closest other KFC was like 4 or 5 miles away, which is fine. But then they don't know about this order. So they'd have to like cram this all together. And we tried to find a Popeyes and do it equivalent. So instead we did what my dad would have done. So this is kind of great because this is totally what my dad would have done. He would have seen, my chicken plans have fallen through. And he would have gone to a grocery store and found all the equivalent chicken he could find. So that's what we did. We went to a Smith's, and these nice little Asian ladies behind the food counter there, the deli counter at the Smith's, they had these two trays full of fried and grilled chicken. And we just said, we will take all of the chicken. And they're
give me all the... No, son, I don't think you understood me. I said, bring me all the fried chicken you have.
Basically, yeah. And the lady there was like, wait a minute, you want all the chicken? We're like, yeah, all of the chicken. How many pieces? No, not pieces. All the, however many pieces.
All live chickens. Yeah. Bring them to me now.
Bring me every chicken you have in this building. So we did that and got over there right on time, had the chicken. Nobody was the wiser. It still looked like it was better chicken, actually, and cheaper, by the way. Yeah. So, so all the
less greasy.
Yeah, it all worked out. But, dude, KFC, what the frick, dude? Just shut down. You just take off. What are you supposed to do when you got a big party like that lined up? So, and Smith's, hats off to Smith's for saving our butts. And I apologize to all the people that came in later looking for chicken, and there was none because we took all the chicken.
At least it wasn't like Super Bowl weekend or anything like that. It's not even final. The March Madness hasn't officially started yet. All the brackets are available, but at least you didn't take all the fried chicken before. Everyone's having their Final Four parties and Sweet 16.
Exactly. We were thinking we may have to cut into their hot wings because we were like, well, is this enough chicken?
It counts as chicken.
Do you
have Boston markets anymore near you?
We used to.
Fried chicken.
Yeah, we used to have Boston Market. We don't anymore. But those are like whole chickens or something they give you or whatever?
Yeah. You get pieces. You can get pieces like,
I used to really like
quarter
them.
Chicken or something like that.
I used to like those guys a lot.
Oh, I did too. Then we have one about 20 minutes away from me. And maybe it's a good thing that it's that far because they'll probably go. But sadly, a block away from it is a Cane's, the closest Raising Cane's. So give you the choice.
Yeah, you're going to go to Cane's because they got that sauce. Yeah. Yeah, Randy claims he's duplicated that sauce. I don't know if I believe him. I'd have to try it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's some super secret sign a deal with the devil.
I don't know how you do that. Next, he's thinking he's probably going to be recreating the Freddy's jalapeno fry sauce. And I don't think he can do it. He can't do it.
No, he can't do it. Who can? No one. He can't. We can't. No one can. Only Grandpa Freddy.
I've gone into a lab and I've created the Cane sauce.
I've moved Catwoman.
Sam Jane, usually in the chat room, she'd be able to chime in and say, oh, no, he got it. He nailed it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Batman.
I've moved Catwoman.
Great. That's fantastic.
At one point in the film, Batman moves Catwoman. So there you go.
Really? Yeah. Like picks her up and moves her?
Picks her. She weighs all of like, she weighs about as much as a wet washcloth, Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
So he just picks her up and puts her over there.
She's diminutive. She's sort of smallish, but hey, she was one of Morton Joe's best wives, and that's what matters.
She's the
most.
Best Kravitz, if you ask me.
Oh, she's 100% the best Kravitz. I mean, you know, Lenny Kravitz, he's fine. He doesn't seem to age. He seems to be doing all right, but Zoe Kravitz, she did some cool stuff in Mad Max. Don't forget, she was awesome. All right, let's move on to this. Oh, hey, good news, everybody. Good news. We have tickets and swag for TMS Vegas.
Woo!
And if you're getting swag only, it's also up there. They're the first two listings if you go to frogpants.com/store. We kept them priced exactly as they were back in 2019, the last time we did, or 2018. No, 2019. 2019? Yeah, we did early 2019, right? Was it
we
last
did
time?
Early 2019, yes. We had something planned for 2020 and had to pull the rug out.
Yeah, we were right up next to it, too. We were getting close and then yoink. Anyway, they're up there now. You can read all about them. If you can't come and you're still like, man, I want to have those commemorative items, you can still get those sent directly to you. Or if you get it with tickets, that means you're coming to Vegas. And if you are coming to Vegas, that's the one you do need to get. That's up there as well. So
One of the events might be a, you know, hopefully this pans out, but we're hoping that one of them will be a live TMS with a concert afterwards, which will allow people at the door to pay outside of TMS fans. So get your swag and you'll probably have to show your sticker at the door to get free entry.
Yeah, that's a perfect place to stick your sticker. But
well, you wouldn't even have to unstick. Don't have to peel it off the label, but you know, just like show it.
Yeah, just show it. Whatever you want to do.
It's easier than showing your ball.
Yeah, you don't have to show us your ball. That would be a weird requirement. But yeah, it's all up there now. Frogpants.com/store. Hop in, get it, be there, do it, have it. And if you wanted to get it separately, we're certainly sending those out as well. So there you have it.
Cool.
All right. Dunaway's good, yeah. Is he out?
He's good. He's in. He's ready. He's even in our in the
deal?
Playing field.
He's in the deal.
He's in the deal.
All right.
The deal.
Well, if he's in the deal, we're adding him to this other deal.
What kind of a deal?
It's an internet kind of deal. And we're gonna play music. We're gonna have fun. This will be great. Here we go. Hey, look who it is. It's our old pal Brian Dunaway, just fresh out of a meeting, probably feeling energized and focused from his meeting. How you doing there, man?
Like,
hello.
Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian. Well, I heard Ibbot was like, and I thought I was going to say something. Oh. And then he didn't say anything. And I was like,
well,
okay.
we heard you rustling around and we thought maybe you were about to say something. So, you know, it was one of those moments. How did it go? That's everything fine? The meeting was fine?
It was a Monday meeting. How do you think it went?
I don't know. Did they?
Could have been an email.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was going to say when I was saying the and then I heard you moving, so I stopped. I thought I was going to say something like, it was a super productive meeting. There was to the point. Everything moved quickly. Nobody interjected anything about Mondays. Am I right? What about this daylight savings time?
Yeah.
I don't know, Garfield. Shut up.
Yeah, no kidding. That cat doesn't like Mondays. That's his deal.
That's right.
Well,
he does like lasagna.
It is nice having you here, though. We're going to play a game, you and I, and we're going to do it under the tutorship of Brian Ibbett, who will now explain the rules and who might win what. Brian?
I am one of the tutors. That's right. Welcome to the morning. Half S is a trivia game where I'm actually going to be giving you guys the answers. I can't make it any easier for you. I'm going to be giving you a category and six possible answers, three of which are correct and three that are incorrect. Depending on how confident you guys feel with the category, you can give me one, two, or three guesses, but if you get any of them wrong, you get 0 points for that round. If you guess one, get it right, you get a point. If you guess two, you get them both right, you get them. You get a bonus point, so you get 3 points total. And if you guess all three correct answers, you get 5 points. The player with the most points after three rounds wins the prize for their contestant, and I've pulled contestants from members of the Tadpool who are absent without a permission slip.
Oh, no. What? Send them to counselor's office.
Exactly what I'm going to do. Scott, you're going to be playing for our friend Jamie, TMS Mashups in Vancouver, Canada.
What?
Sweet.
That's right.
Yeah.
Boy, if you lose, I don't know what's going to happen to your stuff in the mashups. Like if he's going to start pulling some horrible clips of you.
Yeah.
Great.
No, he already pulls the worst clips of us that he can find.
Yeah, he's already done. He's already there. He's there
now. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Brian, you're going to be playing for Stephen Tussing in Bennett, Colorado. Close to me anyway. So here we go. If you guys are ready, are you guys ready?
Yeah, I've never been.
Hands on wrong answers.
Yeah.
Hands on wrong answers. Your first category is moons of Jupiter. Ooh. Which of these are moons of Jupiter? We've got Calique, Thelxino, Altney, Kane, Eupori, and Abrasax.
Oh my gosh.
Abrasax, Kadabra.
Yes. Yeah, that's how you you make your balls disappear on stage, Abrasax.
Abrasax.
So I thought I would be cheating because I'm currently watching Kim binge, and so I'm sort of catching it all again, but she's binging The Expanse, and I thought, oh, I'll know this, but they don't really get into Jupiter's moons.
They do not. They don't. No.
I was really hoping for, Io
for and stuff like Io and Europa and
What I was hoping for. Yeah. But I don't. Yeah. I don't
So three of these are correct, right?
Three of these are correct.
Three of these moons three of are these totally are correct now.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I don't.
There's my guesses.
Wait, you're already locked in? Damn.
Yeah, that's just guess. It's easy when you don't know any of them. It's like voting.
Okay. I'm just going to choose. I don't know. I'm taking two. I'll just take two.
I think I know one of them, but the other, I probably should have clicked one. But I took a chance.
All right.
Both of you have locked in. Scott, you've locked in with Aitney. And Kane. Brian, you've locked in with Kane and Abrasax. The correct answers are... Thelxino, and Eupori. The other three are characters from the movie we watched for FilmSack, Jupiter Ascending.
What? Really?
Like I remember that.
I don't remember that at all. I have so few memories of that movie. That movie was not a great movie.
There's no Kunis on here. I don't see the moon Kunis.
Well, she's an actress. Name, I don't know what her character name was.
Moon called Kunis, is that what you're saying?
Kunis.
Yeah. So since I got one, I effed myself.
You gamble too much.
Yeah.
Did you not listen to my rambling exposition?
No, I forgot how that neutralizes
itself.
That was
a great one, too, by the way. Your intro, you should record that one. That was a great intro.
We did. It's part of the show.
Oh, the way I explained the game?
Today. Yeah.
We did record it. Yeah, it's out there forever.
All right. We got question number two. Let's see how well you are. We'll move away from astronomy.
The moons of Mars. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, we'll move over to politics.
God.
U.S. Secret Service code names. So you know how presidents and vice presidents, we did, exactly, have code names. Which of these are correct? Your choices are Jacqueline Kennedy, Lace, Dwight Eisenhower, Highway.
Oh, God. By the way,
I know Jackie Kennedy was not a president or vice president. People, save your emails.
Yeah.
Dwight Eisenhower, Highway, Richard Nixon, Searchlight, Joe Biden, Dynamo, Gerald Ford, Pathfinder, and Barack Obama, Renegade.
God, these all feel like bait.
Everyone feels like bait.
Yeah.
Well, I know which one I'm going to choose, whether I'm right or wrong, because I think it's funny if it is his name. So I already know one. But the rest of these, geez, I don't know.
I don't know any of them, so I'm just going with one, hoping I don't screw myself over. Maybe I'll get some points.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just do two.
By the way, do either of you remember Trump's Secret Service code name?
No, what was it?
I don't remember any of them.
It was a mogul, which is a lifeless lump on the side of a mountain that skiers ride over.
Oh, a mogul. Nice. Oh, like we're doing moguls today. Yeah.
Well, I wish I had said that before, because now I'm going, they do seem to pick them. I thought it was like hurricanes. You know, just kind of go down a list, but I guess not. Huh?
No, I think they do them based on probably something about them, right? Some kind of thing.
I think so. I don't know. That's a really good question. I don't know who picks the code name, if it's the person being codenamed, or if it seems the Secret Service.
That seems risky.
Yeah. Yeah.
To pick something.
Yeah.
All right. If you guys are ready, let's see. You've both locked in. Brian, you've locked in with just Gerald Ford as Pathfinder, like it's his superhero name.
Right.
And Scott, you've also locked in with that one and added Richard Nixon's Searchlight. Yep. I will tell you that Richard Nixon's Searchlight is correct.
Oh, look at you.
Okay. But Pathfinder is not.
Damn it.
He was pass key.
Okay. I thought, I thought it was Pathfinder because he was known for like stumbling all over the place, and they may have been trying to be funny with that or something.
That's funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, who makes the Pathfinder? Nissan? Does Nissan make Pathfinder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah. I didn't think of that. That's funny.
Lace. Yes.
The Nissan.
Dwight Eisenhower was a scorecard, by the way, not highway. And Joe Biden was and is Celtic.
Celtic
is his secret service name.
Why do they call him Celtic? What's the deal with that?
I don't know. Celtic has left the office or something like that. Celtic is in the air.
Irish blood or something there?
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why the Secret Service code names are revealed. Number one, I don't know why they're revealed ever, but I don't even know why they're revealed for the currently sitting president.
That's weird.
Yeah, exactly. Why do we know this?
Pops McLean asks a very fine question.
He says, why did you do that?
Why the Mexican hat dance song for Celtic? I don't know. That's what came to my head. I really don't know. I lost an hour. We all did. Yeah, yep. Mourn that hour, you guys.
Oh. All right. Wow. So it really comes down to question number three here. All right. Somebody needs points on the board.
I hope it's more, politics.
Yeah, because you love that. You're a big fan.
Let's go into sports, shall we?
Sure.
Here are six Olympic sports, three of which are real, three of which are fake. Your choices are towering, rugby sevens, powerbocking, Krav Maga, figure skating, and skeleton.
Oh my gosh. I already don't watch the Olympics.
I know, right?
Are these winter? They're a mix, right? Probably mix of summer.
They're a mix of winter and summer. And, okay. Yes.
Oh my
God. Well, I don't know. Are they? I wonder if that's a clue.
I'm going to try. I'm going all out.
Okay. I'm going in.
All in.
I mean, one of them's obvious.
Bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing.
Okay. I'm locked in.
All right. Scott's locked in. Brian's locked in. Brian, you've locked in with figure skating. I'm happy to tell you both that is correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all familiar with, thanks to, Tanya Harding. We all pretty much are familiar with figure skating being an Olympic sport. Scott, you've also locked in with skeleton and rugby sevens.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because everything else sounds like bullshit. Is? No idea. I just know what rugby is, and that's enough for me. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, I will tell you that you are absolutely correct, Scott.
What?
Rugby sevens, figure skating, and skeleton, which is
board.
Luge, where you're facing the wrong way, is skeleton.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
It's it's one man on a slidey luge board, or one person because it's they have women's and men's.
Oh yeah, I did know about that.
Going down head first as opposed to feet first.
Yeah, the only reason I chose rugby sevens, a skeleton I knew, figure skating I knew, rugby sevens I just chose because it had rugby in it. Even though I felt tempted to go, well, what if it's one of these weird ass ones and this is a trick? So that one sounds normal. The other ones are actually the ones to choose. But Krav Maga, power blocking and towering? What the hell even is any of that?
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga is a martial art.
Yeah. Okay.
Power blocking is jumping on stilts. So, like, you've got these little spring stilts that you wear on your feet to do acrobatics.
Oh.
And you can, like, bounce around and but it's not a...
it's not a sport.
They have competition, but not an Olympic competition.
That's a shame.
It is a shame. What's towering?
And towering is what the Inferno...
When you win, and you stand over them, and you go, ha!
Ha, I'm towering.
Let's see. I am looking... I don't see... Let's get up a towering sport.
It's me at a movie theater. And the guy behind me being pissed. Yep.
Could be. Oh, it's okay. So it's also known as tower running. It's where you run up tall man-made structures.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Towering. Yeah.
So you're doing like how high up there can you get? Can you get over it kind of thing?
Like, I guess so. Yeah. Like stair running and that sort of thing.
Okay. All right.
I guess it's a track and field when you don't have a lot of space.
Okay. That's cool. It reminds me of when you're doing like, you see an army movie and they're doing, training camp or whatever. And they go, I'll have to try to get up that wall. And John Candy can't get his ass over there.
Exactly. Yes, it's stripes.
That's cool. Yeah. I like that. All right. Hey,
well,
I feel good.
Scott, you won, which means TMS Mashups also won. Jamie, you're going to be getting
good
a copy of the Henry Stickmin Collection and Farmer's Dynasty. But Brian, you came in second. Stephen Tussing is going to be getting Retro Wave.
Nice. Ooh. Those are all good. So, every one of those is a good game. Games. Yeah. Farmer's Dynasty.
Not the good winners today.
Farmer's Dynasty is a weird one. It's good, but weird. It's a weird. You might think, I'm just going to do farming.
I would think that it would be like a Farmville kind of game. No,
it's like first person. You still farm, but it's different. I don't know how to explain it. You're just like this weird redneck. You'd hate it, Brian, because it's kind of hillbilly stuff going on.
Do I have to make farmers jokes while I'm harvesting?
Yes. Yeah, you got to make yuckster farmer jokes the whole game or else you're screwed. Anyway, you both won, really. So today you both get this.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
But really, I won the most. Okay? I won the most.
Yes.
Dunaway, well done. Hey, tomorrow you and I are sitting down for another Play Retro, and we're pretty excited about this one because we're going to be looking at the top to bottom of what the world is Metroid. Metroid, man.
Ooh,
Metroid.
Metroid 2D. We're not doing the Prime.
No, we're not
doing
Prime.
We're just doing the 2D stuff.
Probably won't even do... I mean, we'll talk some about Dread, and because Dread is basically a 3D game told in the 2D way, and I think it deserves some credit for that. But we're really focused on GBA, SNES, NES, kind of that era. And Metroid has an amazing history, a really interesting history, and so much influence.
Some weird manga.
Oh, some crazy manga. But also just such an influence on the industry. People call games Metroidvanias for a reason, and between that and Castlevania, we'll get its own episode. They're important games.
Wow,
so.
You have so much stuff that Metroidvania won't even make an appearance until another episode.
Yeah, you can't get Castlevania in until you get your Metroid in. So we're starting.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we're starting with the big M, and then we'll move to the big C at some point.
Then we'll put them all together and mix them in a pot.
There you go. But we love that game series, so we're going to talk about it tomorrow. That's Play Retro. You can find it at frogpants.com/playretro or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Play Retro. If you want to watch us live, we do it at 3:30 Mountain Time, currently on Tuesdays. So that'll be tomorrow, 3:30 Mountain, which used to be 2:30 Mountain. But because we believe in losing an hour.
Don't let that confuse you.
No, because, farmers, they need their sunlight or whatever the hell is going on there.
Exactly.
Hey, Brian, anything else you want to say before you leave us? Anything going on?
Yeah, if you want to check me out at twitch.tv/BrianDunaway, I'll be playing some Metroid tonight. Probably more Fusion or Mission Zero, which is both on the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
So we're going to be streaming some of that.
It'll be great. Zero's amazing. What's the other one?
Fusion was the one you...
Fusion's the one I adore. Yeah. Fusion. I think Fusion's my favorite. And we're going to fight about that. We'll fight. Okay? We'll fight.
We'll fight.
Bye now. All right. He's okay. Gone. He's left.
All right. Okay. All right.
He's no longer here. And
we can talk about him now. Phew. Thank goodness.
Let's see. I think I will do one story.
Okay. That's probably can make this intro really quick. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll just get rid of it since we just did it. If you've got something, stick it in. Here.
No, go for it.
All right, here we go. Enjoy the news, everyone. It's time for the news brought to you by...
By tiny.cc/bikecoverville2022. Go make a donation. Help me raise money for MS while I slap chode butter on my taint.
Yep.
Okay. What's the news, Scott?
Yep. More taint, more butter, more better. Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream is available nationwide. It's now happened. We talked about this in test markets before.
Those things don't belong together, macaroni and cheese and ice cream. That's crazy.
I agree. It's still true that those things don't belong together. But they've done a number of exotic flavors, which we'll talk about as well. Macaroni and cheese ice cream. What about pizza-flavored ice cream? Was it something you would try? Well, let me ask you, Brian. Would you try it?
Yes, I would totally try it. I will tell you in a second, as soon as I pull up the menu, ice cream place that we went to in California that had some very unusual flavors, and they were all really, really good.
They were good. Okay.
So, all the ones I tried were really good. I didn't try every flavor, obviously.
So I suspect that these are probably good but weird, you know, like just a little weird. But probably good. Van Leeuwen Ice Cream, known for making delicious dairy and vegan ice cream, has announced the launch of 7 flavors to be sold exclusively at Walmart locations across 50 states nationwide. Kraft Macaroni and Cheese Ice Cream is here to stay after an overwhelmingly popular response to the surprising flavor. That was back... I think we talked about it last year on this show. They were test marketing that. Anyway, they sold out in minutes when they put it up for sale up on their website. This exclusive launch includes new and fan favorite flavors: Kraft macaroni and cheese, Planet Earth. Ugh. Really?
Well, we don't even know what that tastes like. It's like it tastes like dirt.
I hope not. That sounds bad.
It'll probably be a floral something. I don't know.
Is it flat? Because you know the Earth is flat.
Pizza.
You got hot honey. Hot honey.
Hot honey.
Royal wedding cake, bourbon cherry jubilee, and wild blueberry shortcake. Those last few sound fine. Sound great. Yeah.
So I went to a place in the downtown Disney area, which is that little landing strip between Magic Kingdom and California Adventure. They've got a place called Salt and Straw. And this would be dangerous if this place was near me. Do you guys have them in Utah?
We have Salt and Straw right up the road, and it is dangerous. Oh. They're so good.
We don't have them here in Colorado, and it's probably, at least I don't think we do. Maybe we do, and it's probably good. I don't know if we do.
Yeah.
But, you know, flavors, classics like sea salt with caramel ribbons, salted malted chocolate chip cookie dough, double fold vanilla. All that sounds great. Then you start getting into... Arbequina olive oil, cold brew coffee cashew praline. Let's see, what was some? There was another one, honey lavender, and the one I had, which was pear and blue cheese, and that was freaking awesome. It was so good because it was still sweet. It was like more pear than blue cheese, but every once in a while you get that little ding tang of blue cheese, and it's excellent.
I did a quick check on the site. They say they're not here anymore. We had a Salt and Straw. What happened?
Really? Okay.
Am I thinking of something else? Did I go somewhere? It wasn't Anaheim.
Are you just thinking of Taylor?
And she's a little salty and, you know, last name Straw. No, I can't find it now. Was it when I was in Portland, maybe? Now I don't remember where I had it. It left a mark, though, to the point where it was like, ooh, I want some Salt and Straw all the time.
So what states are they in? So you said they're in Oregon?
Let's see. Portland, Los Angeles, Anaheim, San Diego, Bay Area, Seattle area, and Miami. Okay. But no Utah connections? No Utah locations. Okay. Where did I get this, then? Where did I go that I had this?
I don't know.
All right. I'll ask Kim. She'll remember.
San Diego, Bay Area.
Huh. It might have been Portland or Anaheim, or I just don't Vegas doesn't have one, so there's nothing in Nevada.
No, no. I wish that would be a good place for it. Like, put one on Fremont Street, and so you have to walk a little bit to get to it.
Yeah, it might have been. I just don't remember when I did it.
Oh yeah, it could have been during a BlizzCon while we were in LA. Could have been in Anaheim.
Might have been. I just don't remember. All right. Well, whenever it was amazing, and I almost died. It was so good. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll spend some time with our good pal, Steven Schleicher. We got some stuff to talk about there.
Yeah.
And more. So stick around. Hey, Brian, play a song. What do you got?
Yes. I do. I've got something in Indie in the Middle for a band we've played before on Indie in the Middle, but this one is a request. Tom wrote in and said, for my wife, Malia, on our 7th wedding anniversary, I found my Smizmar Futurama from our Sword and Laser fantasy sci-fi themed wedding on Pi Day to our comfortable love with Groot, our dog, Crypto, our dog, Dr. Mew, our cat, and Rory, our hedgehog.
Wow.
We've had lots of highs and lows throughout the years, and I wouldn't want to go through them with anyone else. So happy anniversary, Tom and Malia, on your 7th anniversary.
Yeah, no kidding. That's awesome.
love it. I love the Pi Day fantasy sci-fi themed wedding. So I hope you had a wedding pie instead of a wedding cake. their song is Dusty Cartridges and Lung Boxes by Kirby Crackle. There is no reason for me to look for a cover of this. I know there isn't one, but this felt like a good Indie in the Middle to play. Here is Kirby Crackle and their song Dusty Cartridges and Lung Boxes.
Just the other day, I saw my reflection in your frames, and it reminded me that I should clean my action figure case. I love the smell of toys, like I love the smell of your hair, but sometimes I think I like the smell of toys a bit better. And dusty cartridges and long boxes, that's how we spend our nights, reading comics and robot fights. I love to cheer you on as your level advances, and as you glance my way, you giggle and drink your IPA. I take a mental picture in my mind. When we met, I wasn't cool, but you're the one that did see through. That's the moment I knew I'd make ex-babies with you. I showed you all my moves, and turned out I only had two. You rated me +5, endurance, agility +2. Dusty cartridges and long boxes, that's how we spend our night, reading comics and robot fights. I love to cheer you on as your level advances, and as you glance my way, you giggle and drink your IPA. I take a mental picture in my mind. You see, there's no better way to be. When you bag and board my comics, you're always careful with the crease. CGC says 9.3, but you're a 10 to me, like Bo Derek. And dusty cartridges and long boxes, and that's how we spend our nights, reading comics and robot fights. I love to cheer you on as your level advances, and as you glance my way, you giggle and drink your IPA. I take a mental picture in my mind.
It's like algebra. Why you gotta put numbers and letters together? Why can't you just go f*** yourself?
I never thought we would see this day.
Me neither, sir.
Off, hairball. This is the Morning Stream.
And And we're back. Hey, tell me that song again.
I will totally do that. That was Kirby Crackle and the song Dusty Cartridges and Long Boxes. That is taken from their album E for Everyone.
I like it. You got to blow on those cartridges when they're dusty.
You do. Yeah, that's absolutely what you got to do.
Yeah, that's my understanding. All right. What are we doing here? We got to call Steven.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
What are we even doing? Why isn't... There it is. Sometimes when... Because Canary uses that yellow logo.
Yes.
And I was so used to the blue one.
You don't look for the blue Discord.
Yeah. So I feel like, wait, do I not have Discord open? How am I talking to Brian? Oh, right. It's this damn thing. It drives me crazy. All right. Steven. Here we go. Major spoilers. Here we go. Okay. He's pulling. He's coming in. I can hear him. I think we missed him last week. Did we miss you last week, Steven? I mean, we missed you, but do you know what I mean? You weren't here?
I'm trying to remember. I think we did not have.
Yeah, because we didn't talk. We were going to talk about Batman, and we didn't.
Oh, you were. Yeah, you weren't feeling well. That's what it was.
Right.
Yeah, there was something weird last week was weird. There was a weather pattern. I swear it affected everybody. Everybody got headaches and migraines and weird things, and it sucked. But nonetheless, here's this.
Steven Schleicher.
The man, so nice, we named him twice. Hey, it's Steven Schleicher, everybody. Majorspoilers.com's own. Hello, Steven. Welcome back.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Yeah, it's good to have you here.
I enjoy Kirby Crackle an awful lot.
They've
got some really great songs. One of my favorite is their song Ring Capacity, which is a Green Lantern song.
Oh.
So if you haven't heard it, go listen to it. It's really good.
That's great.
It would have improved the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern movie by 10,000%.
Yeah.
Well, what wouldn't have?
Sure. Well, you know, in the right hands, that movie could be done right. Right? The Green Lantern's cool.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
It feels like that, if anything, the Green Lantern feels like a character that would get a better treatment from the current MCU treatment. Do you know what I mean? They've done so well with Cosmic Marvel. They could really do something with him. But, you know, DC's weird, so I don't know if they will or won't.
Well, are they still working on the Green Lantern Corps television show for HBO Max?
That is happening, yeah. That's true.
We do have that coming our way.
And what's that? Who's the Green Lantern guy that everyone kind of likes, but he's sort of a dick? What's his name?
Guy Gardner.
He's in that.
With a bowl haircut.
I think he's the main dude in this series, I think.
I can't remember. I think he's in it, but if I were DC and HBO and Warner Brothers and Discovery Channel Networks and AT&T or whatever they're calling themselves now, I would definitely go for Jon Stewart as my lead.
I would too. Jon Stewart's the man. Hal Jordan's boring, but Jon Stewart's awesome. Not the comedian, everyone. All right. So, hey, Steven, it's good to have you here. There's still no Batman for you either, right? You and I are on the.
No, my oldest went to go see it on Saturday. He really enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I'll go with you. He's like, no, Dad, I'm going with my friends. I'm like, well, I'm your friend.
Yeah. Not for a while, you won't be. That's how it works.
No, he's definitely in the age of, will you guys just leave me alone?
Yeah. He doesn't need any friendships with his parents at the moment, but he'll come back around. Nick saw it with his girlfriend and loved it. He wouldn't shut up about it. He's like, Dad, this is so good. It's so good. And I said, how's it compare to all the other girls? I don't even know. They don't even need my memory now after seeing this. It was so good. So he's very excited. We'll see it eventually. We'll get around to it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what the best thing is? Tomorrow, Spider-Man arrives on digital, so I'll finally get to see Spider-Man.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you get the Spider-Man. You got that going. Have you stayed spoiler-free on that? Or
pretty much. I mean, I know the you know, the gimmick.
Yeah.
But no, I'm basically spoiler-free.
Okay. That's good to be spoiler-free.
I wonder if you know all the... We'll have to talk later and see if you knew all the spoilers, because there's...
No, probably not, because I really... You know, as much as my site's called Major Spoilers and I don't mind telling people all the spoilers, this is one that I almost pulled a Kim, where anytime there's a Spider-Man Far From Home thing, I just cover my eyes and plug my ears.
Yeah, throw a blanket on the TV. That's what you do. Real quick here, this is the one, that's the movie where we had a listener rage quit the show because we brought up that we were going to see, that we had seen it, that Brian and I had seen it, and that he stopped the podcast and quit the show that day and sent me an angry email,
which is funny because we didn't even give any spoilers that day. We looked back and said we didn't say anything.
No, if anything, it was like not even accidental me being stupid kind of spoilers. Like, we were really careful and we didn't say anything else other than we liked it. That was it. And this guy was like, that's it, I'm not doing this anymore. Yeah, but I didn't spoil anything. Doesn't matter, you were gonna... So it was weird. It was like my own personal Minority Report. I was committing crimes before I commit them. Anyway, Steven, so let's talk about a couple things. Speaking of the MCU, Martin Freeman, a.k.a. Dude from Arthur Dent. From, I was thinking of him as Arthur Dent because I loved his role in Hitchhiker's Guide. But
I just don't like that movie adaptation.
Oh, it's okay. I love those books like nothing else, man. Yeah. They're some of my favorite books on this planet. I've read through them multiple times. I love them. I love them. I love them. I feel like movies are impossible to do right.
It's elevated by the cast, though. You know, you've got what's his face is Zaphod, who we love in everything else, Moon and Choke and
all the single words.
Why am I blanking on his name?
He's a rapper, ex-rapper. Sorry.
He's like the only actor you see in the movie.
Sam Rockwell. There you go.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm thinking of the rapper. No,
Ford Prefect was rapper.
Rapper Joe.
Common?
No, not Common.
He was Uncommon.
Mos Def. Yes, Mos Def. Thank you.
Who hasn't done much since, which kind of bums me out, but whatever. I like that guy.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised that when you said Martin Freeman, you didn't instantly go off on some Fargo rant.
I know. No, it was all I could do to hold back. I promise. That's all I could
Already reset the counter. So
yeah. And I love that. I mean, I love that show. And he's great in it. But is he part of Secret Invasion? That's the big question. Is that happening?
That's what Samuel L. Jackson is saying. Of course, Samuel L. Jackson playing Nick Fury in the upcoming event. But yeah, he says that Martin Freeman will be back. Last time we saw him was in Black Panther, I want to say. I don't think he was in Endgame.
Did we at least see him at the funeral, at Iron Man's funeral? We might have.
I don't remember, to be honest.
Maybe his green screened head was there or something.
Yeah,
because
I know we see him in Winter Soldier. We saw him the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Is Martin Freeman's character going to kind of become our on the ground Nick Fury, our Earth Nick Fury, while Nick Fury is out in space with the Skrulls?
Earth Fury.
I would hope that would be Colby Smulders, since she took over Nick Fury's job in. Yeah. In the last Spider-Man movie, not the most recent Spider-Man movie, but the European Vacation one.
Yeah, and she's back right after Endgame. She came.
Yeah, she's back to be Maria Hill in Secret.
She's reconstituted. She's been reformed back from all of her little pieces, her Thanos pieces.
All right, her Thanos bits. All right, sweet. So that's good. I like Martin Freeman. And I thought his role in Black Panther was good. Actually, provided some interesting characterization as well as comic relief. I don't think there's any reason why we shouldn't see him in there. So bring him on. Let's do it.
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just blew so many chunks. But I'm kind of surprised that they haven't brought back Agent Coulson as a recurring character in the MCU.
Yeah.
Listen, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had its moments. We want to talk blowing chunks. We'll bring up the Inhumans. But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had some good seasons and more often.
I would say the first couple of seasons. The first couple of seasons were very good until they ran into that whole you got to go see the movie first. And then after that, it just kind of fell apart.
Mm. I never saw a single episode. Should I feel bad for not seeing any of it?
No. I mean, you haven't seen Loki. You haven't seen What If. I wouldn't feel bad about that.
No, I saw What If. I haven't seen Loki, and I haven't seen. No, that's it.
You haven't seen all of What If.
Didn't I see? Oh, yeah, you're right. I guess I've only seen like three of those. So, okay. Yeah. Well, all right. So I'll finish those. Loki's. I'm still going to see Loki, but I have zero motivation to see Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't think you need to. I mean, if you really wanted to, here's the problem with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's your whole bunch of pretty people all working together. The pretty people team.
Great. Network television at its best.
Season two, I didn't like season one. Season two, I thought was great, and then once they got their footing with the whole future jump. With the Kree, I thought it picked up, and Deke became a really likable character for that, but then it's like, all right, well, it's ending. There we go.
Who's Deke?
I would have loved to have seen the Mockingbird spinoff show.
Is Deke? Who's Deke? Tell me who Deke is.
Deke is just a new character they created for the for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He was a dude from the future who turned out to be related to one of the characters. We find out and. So he became an agent when they jumped back from time.
And is it short for Deacon? I always like that name, Deacon.
Oh, I don't know. Might have been. Mm. Yeah.
Big fan. All right. Well, there's that. So Martin Freeman coming back maybe to do his thing. We'll see. Sean.
Steven, you still there?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Quiet there.
No, I mean, after season, what is it, two or three of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I just tuned out. So
you tuned out? Okay.
Yeah.
I tuned out before I tuned in. Sean Levy to direct Deadpool 3. Is this correct? How do we know this? How do we know?
Well, so here's the thing. Sean Levy's The Adam Project came out this weekend, and so there's a lot of hype around that. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds in Adam Project, which, you know, for a time travel movie, it's very clever. If you like Flight of the Navigator, and this is a very family-friendly movie, I don't think you'll have any problem watching The Adam Project. Adam Project has one of the best villain death scenes that you're going to find.
Really?
Even better than Time Cop, where they touch each other.
Oh, hey, look, if you want Ron Silver to turn into a purple blob, I got a movie for you.
That's all you do, yeah. Yeah.
So,
touch himself.
Levy has also directed, in addition to The Adam Project, he directed Free Guy, all of these from Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. And then Ryan Reynolds tweets out this last week, the third film in my Sean Levy trilogy will be a tad more stabby. And so, looks like he's going to be directing the upcoming Deadpool 3 movie.
Interesting.
Do we know how Disney is going to position this being a...
Yeah, here's my take. Here's what I think. They're going to make it for theaters, and it's fine. They'll do it under one of their sub-studio names.
Yeah, they may bring back one of their old...
Like Touchstone.
Well, Touchstone was PG-13. It was Hollywood Pictures, I think, which was...
Maybe Hollywood, And they will and they will do that, and they'll make fun of that while they put it on screen. Sure. Like, it'll fourth
wall.
Oh,
they absolutely will. Mm-hmm. Like,
he'll rip
well,
on the...
Well, the mouse really isn't going to like this.
Yeah.
Stab.
Yeah, yeah, all of that stuff is going to happen. And then, when it's done, this goes to Hulu, which they own most of anyway, not Disney Plus. There's no way it's on Disney Plus. I can't see
Marvel's, what was Marvel's Vertigo equivalent? Was it Epic?
No.
That was Marvel Knights.
Knights. Yeah.
Was it just I mean, that was their grouping of like those characters, but was
that was their R-rated. I think that was their imprint on that. Was
that Marvel. Was their Black Label stuff?
It was actually an imprint. Okay. I mean, I knew that that included Blade and Werewolf by Night and Moon Knight and stuff like that.
Oh, there was Max. Somebody in the chat.
Max.
Said,
okay. I think that might
was
be
it
what
Max?
I'm thinking.
I thought
of.
It was Knights. Oh, I guess it was Max. Okay.
Yeah. Marvel Knights was just like your Daredevil and, you know, it was just that.
Sure.
I thought it was just that group of characters. Actually. But Max. Okay. So could they, I guess you can't really have Disney Max being their,
no,
probably not.
Disney Marvel Max.
I don't even think Marvel's doing Max anymore, right? They don't even have
it. No, they aren't. Yeah, but I'm just thinking if Disney needed a sub studio to put the R-rated stuff under, then add the word Max.
That's a bummer because some of my favorite recent DC stuff has been their Black Label stuff, which is basically Vertigo, the new Vertigo.
Yeah.
And, the Black Label, the Harley Quinn one was really good. There's been a bunch of them. I really liked that little subsection, and not just because, ooh, this is where they get to do the swears. It's not that. It's just, I don't know. When stuff's a little more catered to it, to my adult brain, I appreciate them more, and I wish Marvel would do that. They're not going to, though, because the mouse owns it. What are you going to do?
Yep.
That's what Hulu's for.
That is what Hulu's for. They get their stuff done. They get it out there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool. Sean Levy. So this, I need to see. What is it? Free Guy. I need to see Free Guy.
Free Guy
is
great.
Pretty fun. It's a lot of fun.
Is it weird that he? So far, it seems like him and Reynolds are collaborating on mostly family friendly films, and then suddenly Deadpool. That seems like a real turn, doesn't it? A little bit.
Well, I mean, hopefully they keep it, you know, R rated, and don't try to dumb it down. Or family friendly it, but I wouldn't surprise me if they tried.
Oh, that would suck.
And when I say they.
Who was the director on the first two Deadpool movies?
Let's look here.
Let's see.
Because it wasn't Sean Levy, right?
No. Deadpool 2016 director
Tim Miller.
Okay. So, yeah, not a.
Does he do both of those? One and two? Let's see. Ooh, he looks like a guy that could work you over with a gun. Hold on, director. He did Deadpool and
it was Leitch.
Oh, someone else did Deadpool too. All right, so that's not unusual to have it dance around a little bit. I still haven't seen.
So it's
Deadpool
all right
2.
To bring in. Yeah, so you know, hey, look, Sean Levy can play to Ryan Reynolds' strengths, obviously. So
sure. Oh yeah, and I gotta say again, going back to the Adam Project, the kid that they got in the Adam Project, when you first see him and you just look at his eyes and look at his eyebrows, the nose is not quite 100% a match for Ryan Reynolds, but you swear they're doing some crazy voodoo to that kid.
Really?
To make him look like a younger Ryan Reynolds.
Interesting. All right, cool.
Okay.
And it's really specifically in the eyes and in the upper part of the face. I don't think he's got the chin, but yeah, they do a good job of casting a kid that could be a really young Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Like, I could tell from the trailer, he looked like he might be all right, that kid. It looked like a fun movie. I'm going to have to...
It was. Yeah. I mean, but again, somebody else in the chat mentioned, oh, it's a great sequel to 13 Going on 30. Jennifer Gardner also in this movie.
Oh, well, then that's just 17 and again and Freaky Friday and all
but,
that stuff.
I mean, if you like Flight of the Navigator, this has all of those trappings.
All right.
Yeah, cool.
Well, I knew if anyone would know, it'd be you. So well done. All right.
I mean, it's a time travel movie, so yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So there you go. That's the deal. Hey, have you checked out Comixology this week to see if it's improved at all? Have you done any of that?
I haven't been on there this week. I was on last week because we had to review Captain Carter for the Dueling Review podcast. But everything seems to be okay and getting better. I think the thing that people are still missing is the far in advance scheduling for comics as opposed to just a week at a time. Because I think there are people that want to get back into, oh, I want to go ahead and pre-order something, you know, 3 months from now.
Yeah.
Which should be a no-brainer because books do that all the time.
So. Yeah, I don't understand it. It's like that's normal for just, like you say, it's normal for their books. Yeah. Why? Mm-hmm. You know what? The way you used to be able to buy comics, actually, you can get comics that way on Amazon now, like hardbound stuff, physical stuff. They have that in there for that. So
I also noticed, I don't know if it has anything to do with this, but one of the co-founders of Comixology resigned or was left Amazon last week. So I don't think he resigned, but I know he left.
Wonder where he's going to go. Probably.
I don't know if it has anything to do with this Amazon move or not.
It could be nothing. You know, you never know. All right. Well, as usual, we like to get the latest and greatest from Steven. We appreciate whenever we have you on. Tell us what's going on at Major Spoilers. I know I'm on there tomorrow night. That I know.
That's right. Major Spoilers podcast this week. We have Scott Johnson. And one of the things we've been doing, you know, comics come in all shapes and forms, but comic books really got their start in newspaper strips. Yep. And so one of the things we've been doing is going and looking at a bunch of different newspaper series over the last couple of years. This week, we are looking at a fan request, Rip Kirby, somewhat detective, somewhat George Clooney, somewhat, I don't know what else to say, but I'm very interested to see what Scott's opinion is of Rip Kirby, ripped from the newspapers on this week's Major Spoilers podcast.
I'm going to read all of it because I need to know, and I'm excited. So that'll be Tuesday, and then, of course, tons Tuesday. Of content all week coming out of you. You got all kinds of
That's
stuff
right.
going on, so go check
that
it out.
Right.
Majorspoilers.com. Steven, anything else you want to say?
Stay hydrated.
Yes. It's good advice. Always good advice.
Always.
All right. Real quick, we got an email to get us out of here we were talking about Cops, the TV show, and how most of it's bull crap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it was because of my conversation with the fan I went to dinner with that night. And
That's right.
He got home in one piece. He's all good now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. It was a weird weather week here. So I was like, oh, man, you're seeing Utah. Like, it's most gross. And he's like, no, I love it here. Like, I could retire here. I'm like, well, all right, you let me know. We'll go to dinner when you retire here. Anyway, here's what this person said about the Cops TV show. Hey, Scott and Brian, I was listening to episode 2258, and I wanted to bring a podcast to your attention regarding the show Cops. There's a fantastic podcast called Headlong Running from Cops. It's 6 episodes, about 40 minutes each, and they all take a deep dive into that show and live PD and show how most of the people that agreed to have their faces shown on camera were coerced to do so by the cops, implying that they would let them off for the crime.
Oh, that is shady.
Really shady. God. Super shady. Yeah. In many of the cases, the cops basically stalk people that are targeting. They are targeting to catch them doing something wrong or to get them on camera. There were even cases where it was obvious the cops had planted drugs and had found evidence, quote unquote evidence, after multiple negative test results, but edited it to appear that they found drugs on their first search. Really messed up stuff. Just thought you guys might enjoy giving that a listen if you have the time. Have a wonderful day, Dave and Philly. Well, thanks, Dave and Philly. I will definitely check that out because it sounds fascinating to me.
A bad show.
Yeah. Seems like
what
bad.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, Bad Boys. I remember the whole time, like I've always said, cops used to be kind of cathartic for me because no matter how my life was going, somebody was having a worse one on camera.
Right, it's always exactly.
But because of that.
Somebody worse on cops.
Yeah, and because of that, it just was, I don't know, it just threw me.
Wow, this even this. Makes it like, it's not even the fake reality that we normally get.
Exactly. And those were, by the way, if you were expecting a mashup today, TMS mashups, Jamie is taking the Monday off. So he is not.
He is. Okay.
No mashup
I'm
today.
Taking his games back. So let me email him right now. Give me back my codes.
Winner, winner. Give them back, you sinner, is how the clip goes.
Hey, well done. Nicely played.
It's not too bad. All right. Hey, we're out of here. I want to remind folks about our Patreon real quick. We do it every day. I'll do it again. Patreon.com/TMS is where you can support the show. We're midway through the month, so it's a perfect time to get in if you haven't before. I want to thank Ben B., Michael Schuring, and Sam Jordan. All of these people are awesome and gave to the show. If you can do that as well, help keep your favorite show on the air. It's over at patreon.com/TMS. Okay.
All three of those guys, though, I've heard from people in their close to them, in their families and friends, that all three of them tend to leave the refrigerator door open.
Yeah.
Ben B., Michael Schuring, and Sam Jordan. Yeah, so Sam please Jordan. Stop doing that.
Yeah, please. Please. If you could just keep yourselves. And that is a very Sam Jane. That is not you. That is a different Sam Jordan.
Yes. So you know. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. Yes.
Happy belated birthday, Sam G.
Yeah, she had a birthday. Happy birthday.
She did.
I hope it was fun. I hope Randy took good care of you. It looked like he made some nice food.
I'm sure he cooked something for her.
Yeah. Did he move Catwoman?
Smother it with cane, his fake cane sauce.
Oh, yeah, his fake perfectly honed cane sauce that apparently he has now. He's seriously, he should go to the counter at one of those places and go full Elaine on Soup Nazi equivalent and just go, I've got your favorite thing now.
Yeah. Yeah, holding up the recipes.
Yeah, he should do it.
Oligatani.
Well, we'll see. All right. Our website is frogpants.com/TMS. A reminder, those tickets for the Vegas meetup, as well as just the swag if you're just wanting that. And it is less money. So if you want to just get the swag and you can't come out, you don't have to pay full ticket price. But and it's not much anyway. We did the same exact layout breakdown as we did in 2019. So no inflation here, everybody. Right. We're fine.
Yeah.
We got a story about Doritos tomorrow that'll make your head spin about inflation. But no, we're not inflating. We're keeping it right where it is. Exactly. Keeping it real. Yep. Anyway, frogpants.com/TMS for that. Send us your emails, themorningstream@gmail.com. That's it. Let's get out of here. Do you have a song to play now?
I do. It's an all Tom request episode of TMS. The T in TMS today must stand for Tom. Tom Robinson, who will, I believe, be there in Vegas. If not, I always see him when I go to California. I usually see him when I go to California. Nice. He wrote and said, Coverville and Frog Pants, it's birthday time once again. I've thought about what to request for a few months, and this year I'm hitting the overripe old age of 55. My first thought was a cover of Sammy Hagar's I Can't Drive 55. Then I thought, maybe just have Brian select something for me, since he knows my musical tastes. After hearing Hammond suggest every band should cover Eye in the Sky on Soundography, I thought I should maybe pick a version of that to troll him. Finally, I decided on a cover of an artist with my name. If you're old like me, you may remember a song from the 70s from a band called the Tom Robinson Band called 2468 Motorway. If you have that, it'd be great. Any of the other suggestions work as well. And let's not forget my yearly suggestion for Scott to play a random film sack clip and have the two of us guess the movie.
Okay, here we go. I don't have it in front of me. There we go. Okay. Random film sack. Here, let's try this one.
Guess what? I've started swearing.
How about you?
No, that's a commercial. Sorry. That's not it.
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay, how about this one?
You'll need dynamite.
Okay. Oh, no, that's a commercial. Shit. Oh,
okay.
Why is I have these in the wrong place? Oh, okay. Okay, and now I found one. Here we go.
Purple's important to me, Dad.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I think I've got it. I think it's Jingle All the Way.
Oh, yeah. It's the son in Jingle All the Way saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then the kid is Jake Lloyd from.
It's Jake Lloyd. It's Mannequin Skywalker.
Yeah, Mannequin. It's We've Ruined This Kid's Life Skywalker by making him in movies kid. Early. Yeah, poor kid. Anyway, there you go. That was fun.
Holy cow. I just got to the episode last night of Gemstones, Righteous Gemstones, with Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. He's back, baby.
He's back.
He's back, back again.
He's back. All right. Anyway, 2468 Motorway. Yeah, this was a great song from the 70s, originally performed by the Tom Robinson Band. And happy birthday to a completely different but just as good Tom Robinson, listener of TMS. This one I got a couple years ago as part of WFMU's Super Hits of the 70s cover albums. These things are great. Every year, well, for a while, every year they were putting them out. They don't anymore, but for a while is every year. This is a band called Tripwires and their cover of 2468 Motorway.
Sounds good to me. We'll see you guys tomorrow on a Tuesday edition of the show. Come all back here, you hear? Part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Eat my dust and lick my crack.
No.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.